Chapter 10. The Camp. August.
Every year in spring, the fifth grade of Beecher Prep goes away for 3 days and two nights on a camp in Pennsylvania. The kids sleep in cabins in the forest. There are campfires to cook on and long walks in the forest. We were all excited, but I was also a bit nervous. I've never slept away from home. I've only been in hospital, and then Mum or Dad stayed with me. Mum helped me to get ready the night before the camp. We chose my clothes and she put them in my bag. "What if I can't sleep?" I asked.
"Take a book and a flashlight."
She put them in and closed the bag.
"Is it too heavy?"
she asked. "No," I said. "It's okay."
"Time for bed now,"
she said. "It's only 9 o'clock.
The bus leaves at 6 in the morning.
On the bus, I sat next to Jack. Summer and Maya were in front of us. Miles and Henry got on the bus, but Julian didn't. "Julian's not coming," I heard Miles saying. I was happy. 3 days without Julian would be great. Everyone on the bus was happy and laughing. We got to the camp about 12 p.m. and put our bags in our cabins. There were 6 kids in my cabin. Jack and me, and Reed, Tristan, Pablo and Nino. After lunch, we went for a walk in the forest. The trees were huge. We looked at birds and animals. With my hearing aids, I heard the birds really well. In the evening, we cooked on the campfire. I loved it. The fire and the dark trees and looking up at the night sky. I was so tired that I went to sleep very quickly. The next day in the forest was good too. Then, in the evening, we went to another camp for a movie. There were also kids from other schools. We bought food and drink, and Jack, Summer, Reed, Maya and I all sat together and talked. Suddenly, the lights went out and the movie started. In the middle of the movie, Jack kicked me.
"Hey, August," he whispered, "I need the restroom."
We went toward the restrooms. There were lots of kids walking around. Some were buying food and drinks. There was a long line at the restrooms.
"I can't wait," said Jack. "Let's go into the forest."
We walked toward the trees. We passed Miles, Henry and Amos. Miles and Henry weren't talking to Jack, but Amos said hi. We were in the trees now, and suddenly we walked into a group of 4 boys and 2 girls. They weren't from our school, and I guessed they were in the 7th grade. One of them pointed a flashlight at us.
"What school are you from?"
asked a boy.
"Beecher Prep,"
answered Jack. Suddenly, one of the girls started shouting.
"Oh no!
A freak! A freak!"
shouted one of the boys. The light was on my face.
"Let's go,"
said Jack. He started to walk away, but one of the boys moved in front of us. He was a lot bigger than Jack.
What's the problem?
Asked Jack.
Your boyfriend's the problem,
answered the boy. Jack took my arm and started to push past the big boy. The boy stopped us and pushed Jack to the ground.
Hey, said a voice behind us. What's the matter?
The big boy turned and pointed the flashlight toward the voice. It was Amos.
Leave them, said Amos.
Behind him were Miles and Henry.
More freaks,
shouted the big boy.
Jack, August, come with us, said Amos.
Jack got up and we started to walk toward Amos. Then the big boy pulled my sweater and I fell onto a rock. My arm hurt badly. Amos ran at the boy and hit him hard in the stomach. Someone pulled me up, but another person pulled my sweater again. Then we got away and we ran out of the trees. The bigger kids didn't follow us.
We lost the jerks, said Henry.
You were great, said Jack. Thanks a lot.
No problem,
said Amos, and he high-fived Jack. Then Henry and Miles high-fived him, and then they all high-fived me.
You hurt your arm,
said Henry, looking at it. It's okay, I said, but it wasn't. It really hurt.
Wait, your hearing aids are gone, said Jack.
We all looked for them, but it was dark and we couldn't see anything.
It's okay,
I said, but that wasn't okay either. I wanted to cry. We walked back toward the lights. Amos was on my left and Jack was on my right. Miles was in front and Henry behind.